Part 4, Reviewing the Clinical Data. Let's begin our discussion with specific tools and information that will help you be more effective in discussing HPV plus Pap co-testing for women age 30 and older with your clinician. I will be reviewing the most recent clinical data the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, Practice Bulletin 109, Important Testing and Management Algorithms from the American Society of Colposcopy and Cervical Pathology, ASCCP, as well as common mistakes and assumptions we make during the selling process and objection handling. First, let's agree that semantics are important. The language of screening can be a challenge to healthcare clinicians because it can mean different things to different people. For example, what do we mean when we say combined screening? Take a minute to reflect on how many times clinicians have said yes to your opening question. Doctor, do you offer combined screening to your patients? When you think about it, technically speaking, combined screening for women age 30 and older could be interpreted as ask us reflex testing. You need to make sure the clinician understands what you are asking. For purposes of today's discussion, we will use the phrases combined screening and co-testing interchangeably to mean proactively ordering an HPV test along with the Pap on every woman age 30 and older as part of the patient's periodic cervical cancer screen. But you need to make sure that your clinicians understand the difference between co-testing and reflex testing and mark the order correctly on their requisition forms. Now that we have defined combined screening or co-testing for women age 30 and older, let's talk about the value this approach brings to your healthcare clinicians. Based on our experience at Quest Diagnostics, the clinical sensitivity of liquid-based cytology is about 90%. And the sensitivity for conventional cytology is about 75%. This data demonstrates that while the Pap is a good screening test, it can and does miss disease. By adding the Digene HPV test for women age 30 and older, we significantly reduce the risk of cervical disease and/or invasive cervical cancer. Let's review some simple statistics. We know that HPV has been linked to 99.7% of all cervical cancers, and that women infected with HPV are 13 times more likely to develop a high-grade lesion. We also know that in the United States, the American Cancer Society, ACS, estimates that more than 12,000 patients will be diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2010, and more than 4,000 will die from this cancer. For you math wizards out there, that's more than 11 women per day. We can all agree that this number is too high, and that's where the value of combined screening comes in. Did you know that the combined sensitivity of the Pap with the Digene HPV test for SYN3 plus is nearly 100%? And the combined sensitivity for a Pap with the Digene HPV test for SYN2 plus is over 97%? This increased sensitivity is part of the reason why HPV co-testing has been endorsed by professional societies such as ACOG. Keep in mind that about 60% of SYN2 plus lesions persist or progress, according to various studies. In other words, because SYN2 plus is the clinical threshold for patient management involving treatment, it is critically important to identify women at this threshold. This means that a test with lower SYN2 plus sensitivity will not detect as many patients at risk of lesion progression. Now, let's talk about negative predictive value, or NPV. Studies have shown that when results are cytology negative and HPV negative, this combination has an NPV greater than 99%. Simply stated, a negative Pap with a negative HPV test means that clinicians can have peace of mind that the patient is not at risk of developing cervical cancer within the next few years. This is powerful and brings me to my next point. You may be wondering why co-testing is only for women age 30 and older. If this screen is so sensitive, why don't we co-test all women? The short answer is that the prevalence of HPV under age 30 is exceptionally high, but the risk for cervical cancer is very low. If we implemented co-testing for all women, there would be an excessive amount of positives, leading to over-treatment. This can be costly and upsetting to the patient. Remember, a woman's own immune system will often clear the virus within 9 to 15 months. That's why leading institutions such as ASCCP, ACOG, and ACS only recommend co-testing for women age 30 and older. Another great point to emphasize is that being HPV positive does not mean a woman will get disease or cancer. It's the persistence of the high-risk subtypes of HPV infection that can lead to disease. This is why it's so important to detect it in its earliest stage. Some clinicians are concerned that they will be overwhelmed by counseling HPV-positive women. This is where it's helpful to remind them that about 4% of all patients will be Pap-negative and HPV-positive. Remember the Kaiser study of 800,000 patients covering a 5-year period? We've covered a lot of ground here. Before moving on, let's quickly review the key takeaway messages from this section.
1. The sensitivity of conventional cytology is about 75%. 2. The sensitivity of liquid-based cytology is about 90%. 3. The sensitivity of combined screening or co-testing, Pap plus the Digene HPV test, for women age 30 and older is over 97% for SYN2 plus and nearly 100% for SYN3 plus. 4. SYN2 plus is the clinical threshold for patient management involving treatment, according to ACOG 109 and the ASCCP. 5. Studies have shown that about 60% of SYN2 plus patients persist or progress to invasive disease. 6. The negative predictive value, NPV, of combined screening for women age 30 and older is over 99%. 7. Only about 4% of patients will be Pap negative or cytology normal and HPV positive.
Okay, that wraps up this section. Please listen while Dr. Lisa Masterson highlights the importance of Minority Cancer Awareness Week. When we return, we will be discussing national medical guideline algorithms and the most important points to cover when using ACOG and ASCCP guidelines. Stay tuned!